You guys got
So Pilot 64.
Yes. What is up?
What's up, bro? Shit. I heard we're doing nothing but Long Beach.
We are doing the summertime in the LBC show. It's summer, dude. I think our last podcast might have technically not been in the summer. So now here we are. It's the summer. I'm feeling freaking fantastic. I got my beach shirt. I got my freaking Detroit Tigers hat on. I mean, I look like Tom Selleck right here. I look you like do. Magnum PI. But that's all right. If that's the way it's going to be,
I like it.
If that's the way it's going to be, I'm going to rock this all summer because it's, and I'm going to rock it all podcasts. It is the summertime in the LBC show. Fonz.
Yo.
What up? What up?
What's talk up, to dude? Me. Talk to me. I'm ready for the summer. Got me some new sandals because got a flat tire on the other ones.
Okay.
So I got my new sandals ready to roll, trying to get that that G-string sandal going.
All right.
That freaking tan line.
The thonga.
You got the thonga? Yep. Right. I got that ready to go, man. Shit.
Nice.
So I know people are going to listen to this afterwards, but I have to bring this up now. So it's June 7th today, so I have to bring this up, right?
Yeah. Okay.
When people listen to it, it's going to be after that. But right now when we're doing the show, it's June 7th.
Okay.
Okay. So I just wanted to say a happy birthday to Tom Jones.
It's Tom Jones' birthday?
Tom Jones' birthday today,
Tom
dude.
Tom Jones?
Yeah.
And the Jerry Curl?
Yeah, and the Jerry
and
Curl.
And the Bell Bottoms. Yep. All of it. It's his birthday.
Yep. So I just, aww, you know, he's the man, dude. He's pretty cool. I like his stuff.
He is the man. It's not unusual to be loved by this podcast.
That's pretty good.
Or to be creeped out by listening to that part of me.
And Anna Kournikova.
It's her birthday as well. Today. Is she still married to who is she married to?
Damn it, she's married.
Oh no, never Maria. Mind. Maria. I get her confused with Maria Sharapova. She used to be with Sasha something. He was with the Lakers.
I thought it was Sasha Baron Cohen or one of
Sasha,
those.
No. She was with one of the Kobe era Lakers.
Okay.
But Anna Kournikova, she's like now what, 21?
It would have been Prince's birthday too.
Oh, it would have been Prince's birthday? Mm-hmm. You know, I just read a really cool article on Chris Rock. Chris Rock, every show he does, comic, and he's on tour now, he's going to start touring, he has a different picture of Prince in his backstage room or his room before he goes out. And so every show, there's always a different...
No way.
He's always done that. He's just a huge Prince fan.
No. Aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
We
yeah,
should be.
That's true. Yeah, we should be. Exactly.
And then the last birthday, but I don't know, for your political people, I don't know how you feel about this, but it's Mike Pence's birthday, VP, Vice all President. Right. Yeah.
So he's probably in his house celebrating.
Yeah, celebrating right now.
Well, let's move to the summertime and the LBC show. We got a great show. We're going to talk about all things summer, what song you should hear, what you should throw on the grill. We'll talk about Long Beach. What makes Long Beach great or what makes Long Beach unique, right? And it's going to be for a good time.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we had a guest lined up, Melissa McGinnis. She was supposed to come on. Unfortunately, she had some stuff to do. She had an audition out in L.A., and she was very sorry that she couldn't make it. But
good luck to her. Hopefully, she gets the part.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Yeah.
And
the show must go on, right?
The show must go on. And who she is, by the way, she's the anchor woman for Long Beach Local News. It's really cool. I'm glad we're starting off with that. And we really, you know, Melissa, if you're hearing this, we really wish you were here. But I know that we'll make it happen soon. But so Long Beach has its own like news channel, albeit it's not on like cable or on TV, but it's like I mean, everything you do now is, you know, through Wi-Fi or on a computer or through your phone. And so it's pretty much its own channel. I mean, I go to their website and it just everything news is there. And it seems to me, from what I gather, it's every week maybe. It's a weekly thing where they do an actual, like, a broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
with a desk. Like, right? Like
yeah, like, you know, like
with a desk.
Yeah, with... Yeah, like they're not on edit to see.
But the reason I say that, guys, is we, Walter and Fawn Show, we don't have a desk.
No, we don't have a desk.
So desks are important. One day, Fawns, one day this podcast will have a motherfucking desk.
That's why I bought a Powerball, bro. I bought a Powerball. It's what, 375 million right now? So we can buy a desk.
I play Power Brawls. I've never won one. I get my ass kicked all the time, but one day I'm gonna win that too. And you know what? God damn it. Either your way or through my way, we will get a desk.
We're gonna get a desk. Yes.
So Long Beach Local News and their desk.
And a desk.
It's an awesome website. And you know what I really love is all these neat, cool, like, things of like getting old, like politics and influencers of the city, right? Long Beach Local News covers them, things like that. I didn't know through them is how I found out. I didn't know that VIP Records is trying to make a little museum in the record store.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I still haven't gone there.
Yeah, VIP Records. And VIP Records is famous because Snoop Dogg is on the roof.
The music video. He did the music video. Yeah.
And there. So, anyway, but you know, you just find out all these things. And so like, I'm always thinking like Anaheim doesn't have that or, you know, like these other cities outside of LA, like, I don't know that they have that. And I think it's really cool. So it was really good. I thought it made a great idea for her to be on and she was all about it. And unfortunately she couldn't make it today, but nonetheless, like you said, the show must go on. We need to work on getting that desk.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. Where do you want to start?
Oh man, we were doing the Long Beach show and in preparing for this show, there's something that we should like talk about. Like now that I live in Long Beach, it's hard to get out of Long Beach.
It's a freaking bubble, dude.
Yeah, I think we should like term that word like the Long Beach bubble, like the phrase the Long Beach bubble, because it's really, really hard to get out of here.
I mean, I know dudes in Long Beach doing 6 to 10 years. Like, they can't get out of Long Beach.
It's really, really tough. It's really tough. It's really, really tough.
But you don't mean that kind. Okay.
No.
You mean another kind. Okay, got it.
It's like, so just everything. Long Beach has everything.
Yes.
Everything. You never have to leave the city.
No.
I mean, the city of Long Beach. It's just insane. It should be its own county, really. It really, really should. So it's like, leave LA County and just stick Long Beach County.
Got you.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's fucking insane because they have the oldest opera in LA.
Long Beach does.
Long Beach does, yes.
Does it still exist?
Yeah, it's still there. Where? It has the oldest opera.
At the college?
Yeah. I mean, they play all over. Like, they play at the convention center. They play everything. But the group, the Long Beach Opera,
yeah,
it's a thing, and it's been around since 1979, and it's older than, like, you would think, like,
the L.A. Opera?
The L.A. Opera.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's just, like, they've been playing forever, you know, of course.
What about the Norwalk Opera? Is it longer than the Norwalk?
I don't Where do I go from there?
Okay, I'm just going to say it is then. All right, we'll just assume. Okay. I'm not a big assumption guy because that gets you into trouble.
But I'll assume
that it's older than the Norwalk.
It's older than the Norwalk. I think the Norwalk one started yesterday, bro. What the fuck?
Just guessing, okay?
So I'm just saying, like, if you're, like, fancy pants and like, you're like, oh, Long Beach doesn't have this, Long Beach doesn't have that. They have their oldest opera, bro. So, like, let's say you go to the opera, you can go to the oldest tattoo shop in the United States. It's in Long Beach.
Also?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so you can go to the opera and you can get a tattoo. That's the oldest places.
Awesome, dude.
I just want to, I still haven't found out where the oldest bar is at.
Well, can I add to that?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, so Long Beach might not have the oldest bar, per se. I don't think so. Who knows? I didn't look up oldest bar.
Per se.
But I do know that Long Beach has the first sports bar in the world.
In the world.
Long Beach Legends on 2nd Street
yeah.
is the first sports bar ever created.
What?
Yes. And so here's why, how this happened. So when you think of sports bar, technically a sports bar needs to have like sports. And then there's an S at the end. So it needs to have more than one
yeah.
sports going on. So the whole like what we think of sports bars with multiple TV screens and you know all these games going on and everything like that. So the Rams, when they were the LA Rams back in 79, they used to, they played out in a California stadium where the Angels play, whatever it is now. But they used to practice where Blair Field is now here, where the college plays their baseball games. That was a field, and that's where their practice was. So because of that, a lot of Rams lived in these nearby areas here, like Belmont Shore and things like that. And so when Legends opened, I don't know if you remember, Fonz, do you remember back in the day that red ticker, the silent radio?
Mm-hmm.
It was like the just red, like would say, like, Royals beat the Angels, blah, 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 would be that. So that is the only thing that existed back then. And so Rams players, a lot of them were from the East Coast, and they always wanted to check up on their teams, or they wanted to see their teams, and they would always have to rely on that thing. And if you remember back in the day, the freaking satellites were like 10 feet wide. Like, you know, like you'd be like, oh, I'm rich. I got a 10-foot satellite in my backyard. And you have all these like crazy channels.
Yeah, right? There was no Dish or like all the other ones, right?
It definitely was just, wasn't condensed to 1 foot. No, it was like 10 feet.
10 feet.
And it was heavy as fuck. So they came up because the Rams would always, Dennis Hanna was a player for the, he's a lineman for the Rams. He decided to open up Legends. And right, and he was a Rams player, and so because back in the day, no one had lucrative contracts, so he was trying to figure out like how to make, you know, something that he can do after football.
Yeah.
And so he created Legends.
So Legends is a Rams zone. Used to be.
But everyone was like, dude, like they would go to the ticker, they would all hang out there, and they would go to the ticker, and so he ended up buying multiple of these freaking 10-foot satellites. So he can have multiple games on. So he bought two or three, and they had like these giant things in the roof or wherever he had them. And so then people would come to watch multiple games on, and they would watch the East Coast games, and then they would watch the West Coast. They would be playing simultaneously. And so it is known, Legends is known as the world's first sports bar.
Wow. In Long Beach.
In Long Beach.
Oldest tattoo shop, oldest opera in LA, first sports bar.
Yeah. Can we just say the fat lady has not sung for Long Beach?
No.
That was not in my notes. I swear to God, that was not in my notes.
But you don't need to leave Long Beach for anything, right?
Especially not during the summer.
Summertime. Freaking.
That's Dub Shack, summertime in the LBC. I mean, that's a given, right? That's like, that's got to play all summer wherever you are in the world.
Like your shirt?
Like my shirt,
It's going to be playing in the summertime?
That's Fonz, the Dub Shack, summertime in the LBC, play the goddamn thing all summer. Everyone already does. That's a reflection. We're not telling anyone to do something they're not already doing. And if you're not doing it already, what the hell's wrong with you?
So what do you got to do in the summertime?
Well, one, getting back, is this shirt.
Yeah.
So I have this beach shirt. And I love it. I love it so much. When I bought it, I absolutely loved it. I put it on. It felt amazing. And it felt good. It felt like the summer, dude. It was like one of those shirts. It's a beach shirt. No undershirt. Like,
It has a collar, bro.
I know. But it's a beach. Fancy. You know, it's not a Tommy Bahama. It was just a shirt I found. And it was just... And it just made of this, like, cheap fabric. Like, what beach shirts are made out of, dude.
Yeah.
And that's...
Sweatshirts.
What's that?
Sweatshirt.
Yeah, not a sweatshirt, but a shirt you're gonna sweat in, right? Exactly, I'm thinking like Puerto Rico, friggin' Cuba Libres. I don't know if they drink Cuba Libres in Puerto Rico, but rum and cokes, that's what they call them in Puerto Rico.
Welcome to Miami.
Just but not even Miami, because there's better quality shirts.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Yeah. This is like a dirty summertime, just a shirt, and I love it. So I tried it on and I loved it, Fon. So when I got home, the first time I bought this shirt a year ago.
Oh, we're taking multiple pictures of this shirt.
It is on. Yeah, exactly. And when I got home and I was finally going to wear it, The thing was like a nightgown. I didn't realize it was a nightgown when I first put it on.
Oh, okay.
Because it felt good. Yeah. But when I didn't have a mirror. And
did
so
you have drinks?
What's that?
Prior to that?
Well, I always do.
Okay.
Always do. But I stumbled upon it and I loved it and I bought it. And then so I bought it for $10. It was on sale. $10.
Nice.
That's why it's not a Miami shirt.
Okay.
So I've gone locally to all the cleaners to be like, it's too long. Can you like fix it from the bottom?
Yeah.
Everywhere the cheapest price I found was $14. So I was like, it costs more than the shirt to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I finally found a lady. She would do it for free. She's doing all, like now I have these basketball jerseys that are too long for me. She's hooking it up. Nice. Even moving the labels. Like everything.
What?
Yeah. She's a pro. Shit. And she's like gonna charge dirt cheap. DM me if you need that kind of lady. If you look like a fire hydrant like I do, then DM me. I can totally hook that up for you guys. So, but there's something also that's special to wearing a beach shirt like this.
Yeah.
In this cheap fabric, is that back in the day when I was a kid, and my dad's career, you caught the tail end of it because you worked with my dad.
Yep.
And when we were in high school.
Yeah, Guild.
Yep. But before that, like when I was a kid, my dad, when he first got here, right, you couldn't really find jobs, especially as an immigrant here. And then he got his residentship. He spent a lot of time in warehouses. So he worked a lot in like a garment industry, right? He would come home. He would like make like Bermuda shorts for us to wear during the summer, run around all like dirty salvage kids, Bermuda shirts. Like, by the way, none of them symmetrical, like straight up by hand, like, like he worked the machine and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He'd come home, he'd make us some shorts. Like, he's like, I made you these shorts. Like, we would literally wear stuff that he made.
That's pretty sick.
Designed by Renee. Like,
you know, like if you put a tag on that, you could sell it for a lot.
Oh, I bet now. Oh, yeah, totally.
And Etsy, it was and all those other
all off, right? All yeah. off. Like, oh, yeah. One leg slightly longer, one armpit tighter than the other one. But everything was Bermuda print. And it was during the summer. And when it's hot as fuck in Pico Union area or like on 6th and Union, these like high-rise apartment complexes, like that's all you would wear.
Yeah.
And so even my dad would rock his own creation. Like,
yeah, that's
like,
pretty sick. That's DIY. Feel, DIY.
That's how I feel when we rock our podcast t-shirts.
Yep.
So like we would wear stuff that he would like leftover garments that he would make.
Yeah.
So that's what this shirt reminds me of.
That's
it's
cool.
Cheap. It's like now hemmed. Like it's now custom. Like yeah. My dad would do it, except this one is very symmetrical. And you know what I'm going to do with this shirt, dude?
What you going to do?
I'm going to wear it all summer.
Yes.
Time in the LBC, maybe other places, but I'm going to wear this shirt as much as I freaking can.
Are you going to wash it?
I mean, I'm going to wash it as much as I can, but okay, I don't think it's going to come close to how many times I'm going to wear this.
Okay, cool.
This is going to be a multiple layered shirt. I'm going to, like, who knows what happens? We're in summer now. We're in the beginning of summer. At the end of summer, who knows what happens? But you know what I want to do with this shirt, dude? I want to like go to like a college hostel or like a somewhere, and I just want to leave, let it rest, and let someone else continue the party with the shirt.
Oh,
it's
wow.
An awesome shirt. Like, it don't is. You think it's a
yeah,
pretty it's cool, cool shirt?
Yeah.
It's a cool shirt.
You got compliments when you walked in the house.
That's because you guys are nice. Yeah. But dude, so I want to leave it. I want to do as much as I can with this shirt, and however it survived, I know someone young can carry the torch. You mentioned there's like ink. There's like a cloth ink.
Like a cloth ink and we can write in it. And I'm even thinking about it now. There's little people on your shirt, right?
Yeah.
And they all should say something.
Got you.
Yeah, they should all say like, oh, like I was here, blah, 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 or whatever. That's pretty cool. All the little people should have a comment. And then we should tell the story of the shirt. Where it's been. What happened. The stain from here and there, you could circle it and say this happened there. You know, all this is a Long Beach shirt right there. We're going to make this a Long Beach shirt.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That summer 2017 Long Beach shirt. This is the second time I've worn it. The first time I wore it to Horny Corner.
Cool.
Horny Corner is a little bay in Long Beach. The locals know where that is. And then the second time is now at this podcast. So let's do that. I'm going to, because I want to, it feels good. It reminds me of my, like my dad and everything. And who knows what's going to happen this summer.
It's home. That shirt is home right now.
It's home. So we'll see what happens with this shirt. To the LBC. Cheers, boss.
Cheers.
To the summertime and the LBC. We can't have summertime unless we have a soundtrack. Fonz, please talk to me or our listeners about what you played for me. I've never heard that in my life.
Oh, the Eddie Hazel?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Eddie Hazel, dude. So I found this Eddie Hazel. So one of my favorite songs of all time is...
All time. Yeah, it's up there.
All time, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Walter, please. What's the name of the song?
Well, the song is, it's a cover song of California Dreaming.
Oh, I love it. By the Mamas and the Papas. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. So I found this guy named Eddie Hazel. He covers it. And he played for Parliament. He played for the Funkadelics. Guitar player. Insane guitar player. So I was like, hey, Walt, let's warm up. Let's just play this song. It's just so funky. This guy has so much to say on the guitar. So Eddie Hazel... We were like rocking it right before the show. It's fucking amazing, right?
You've had it in your bank for some time, right?
Oh, yeah.
You just introduced it to me. Yeah. I was like, what is this?
It's just like funk. It's just so like soulful. It just, the guy it's has. It's
a fuzzy off. Like it just. Fuzz. It makes it feel like you're trapped. It makes it feel like you're trapped in heat in some like. High rise summer sticky just
rocking your shirt,
rocking the
rocking your shirt.
Totally,
getting all sweaty in it, dude. That's it's a really
cooking until it's
hot. Cooking bacon, cooking bacon,
doing something, dude. Yep. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's a
Eddie
good,
Hazel. I love this guy.
You know, I love music, Fonz.
Yeah.
You know, I love music. I had never heard. I guess I don't love it enough. I had never heard of Eddie Hazel. California Dreaming. I had never heard of Eddie Hazel, California Dreaming.
But California Dreaming is always a good song. It's like...
Even the original one, right? Yeah.
So, but Eddie Hazel playing it, just so much more to say. It's just like, damn, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to point out about... we're talking about summertime in the LBC. Wilson High School has had an Olympian in a swim sport in every Olympics since 1956.
No way. Where do they practice?
No, well, like one of the whether well, it's understand. Water polo, like, swimming, or diving, whatever the water sport is.
Yeah. But Wilson, that's someone.
Whoever makes the team.
They're going to the Olympics.
One of them, no, whoever makes the U.S. team, one of them is always from Wilson.
Oh, wow.
There's always one that makes it for water polo. Water polo is a lot. It's a big, a lot of water polo. Players have made it, but then it's like swimming, or then it's like a crew or whatever that involves water. There has been one Olympian dating back all the way to the 50s.
Well, no wonder they Long Beach got the name of aquatic capital of America.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just, well, when the temperature is 74 degrees on average in Long Beach, so people want to be in the water, right?
But that's also because it never circulates, because the breakers, because we have no waves. So
we have no waves.
It's like a...
We have sharks
like
now.
A Roman hot bath, like 24 hours a year. And we have sharks now.
We have sharks, we have dolphins. I've seen seals.
That's kind of cool, the LBC.
I love
the
LBC.
Fonz, you want to go to break and listen to some more Eddie Hazel?
Let's do
that. Dude, who is that guy? Why is that guy barely on my radar? That is awesome.
Hey, that's what we do.
For a walk.
pilot number 64, The Summertime, in the LBC and everywhere else that you are listening from podcast. Correct?
Yeah, we're right. 64, pilot 64. Let's do this.
In the words of Ed McMahon, yes! We are here. Dude, this is ready, man. I'm wearing this shirt.
You're summertime ready.
I am summertime ready.
I'm actually wearing shorts.
I'm looking like Magnum.
Yes, I'm wearing shirts. You are wearing shorts. Sandals, yes.
And some of you listeners, you're probably rocking Magnums right now while you're freaking listening to the show.
You're like, concentrate.
And that's okay. We're here to help the process here. And you know what? That's what we're all about. Summertime. We've talked about Long Beach. We've talked about it being the summer. Maximum respect to my old man if he's finally figured out the internet, if he's hearing this show. You know, the old man used to wear these kind of shirts and rock a chain with an anchor. You know,
oh, look, those are looking sick, like dude. Freaking gold anchor.
And not even looking like Tony Montana, but his buddy Manolo. He used to look like he used to rock the Manolo.
Manolo was a shit, dude.
Hey, yo, man. Hey, yo. You know, like, you know, and that, well, he didn't sound like Manolo, and he didn't look nothing like Manolo. But he used to rock that, looking like Manolo. And, you know, that was back in the day, dude. Freaking late 70s, early 80s. And that's... Yeah. That's around when I was a little tyke. A little vicho, dude. But it's the summer. We can't talk about a summer show without barbecuing, Fonz.
Oh, we have to grill it up, bro.
You just got to grill. Phenomenal. Yeah. I love your setup, dude.
Yeah, I love this spot, dude. I love grilling, so we're going to rock it out this summertime. Hey.
And the best way, if you don't know how to grill, is... Cater grilled food. And it's LA. You can Google that shit. You can find all sorts of places. But, and it'd be in the LBC, Naples Rib Co. Go ahead and get that. Get that cater. That's amazing. But I wanted to share a very simple and effective recipe. I'm going to get my freaking Martha Stewart on right here. I don't think Martha Stewart is a cook, but I'm going to channel my inner...
Chef Boyardee.
Thank you. Dom DeLuise knives.
Oh, there you go.
Dom DeLuise and all that. Guys and gals, very simple. If you're going to grill this summer, I have an incredible recipe tested by science.
Science.
Actually, no, just trial and error by me. But maybe by science.
Science.
I should probably just say science.
Science.
For the rest of this show. All right. You got a bunch of people or you got some friends over. You want to grill this summer. Very easy. I want to talk about steak. Steak should not be complicated. If you're looking at mushrooms, sauces, and creams, whatever, that's just freaking just delete it or swipe left. Nice. Tinder for food. Just swipe left.
I see our next app right now.
Good. Whoever creates that app, can you please sponsor the show? Dude, steak is steak, dude. Steak is meat. Meat is amazing. It's amazing. There's no need to taint it.
Don't taint.
I mean, don't taint unless you're meat. Buying the taint part of the cow, but don't taint your meat.
Don't taint your taint.
So... What I mean to say is that it's already amazing. In fact, if you go to like way back in the day, the only reason after they like find the animal and like grab the meat, the only reason they thought to apply heat, the only reason they thought that is to make all like the connective tissue softer to be chewable.
They beat the meat.
Or else it's like, remember when you were a kid and your mom bought the cheap meat? Yeah. And you chewed for days, like you just fucking like, and you contemplate like, should I just swallow this whole, like,
or spit into the napkin? Fuck.
You're like 7 years old, and you're like appreciative that you got meat instead of like Chef Boyardee, and yeah. You're like,
damn
it, yeah, mom, it's good. Oh, me gusta.
I can hear that on the headphones. Oh, no.
Do you remember that experience,
yes,
Fonz?
Yes, I do.
This
I
should
do.
Be called The Summertime in the LBC Channeling Your Inner Childhood, dude.
Yeah.
And you're like trying to find
gracias,
like,
gracias.
And then you like shift it to like one cheek and you start eating other food, hoping that it ends up like mixing and blending. It doesn't.
No.
And it just still so but when you buy the good meat, that doesn't exist. But the only reason meat was like why heat was applied to it back in the day was just to like loosen up that kind of shit, the connective tissue in the meat. So with that being said, remember, if you're buying good quality cuts, don't friggin' olive oil, whatever it's going to be, mushroom sauce. All you need to do is, I'm going to tell you like this, it's very easy to do. It's been tested by science.
Science.
By my backyard.
Science.
I, first of all, fat always makes everything better.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing skinny works. Mm-hmm. I mean, in theory, it's like Marxism.
Don't trust the skinny. Skinny works
in theory. But it's just not fun at the end.
No, don't commit. Don't trust a skinny chef.
Don't. And if you find someone skinny, make sure skinny thinks fat.
Yes.
Then you're good. Then it's good. Yeah. Right. But you just can't live a skinny. I mean, you just can't live skinny. So go with a ribeye. A ribeye steak carries a lot of fat.
Yes.
It doesn't carry the most fat, but it doesn't carry very little fat. It carries enough fat.
It's got that booty.
It's got booty. It's got that cow's got booty.
Yeah.
So get a ribeye. Now, if you get a ribeye, just go wherever. If there's like an upscale, if there's a better option, go for the better option. Because remember, you're putting the damn thing on heat just for a minimal amount of time. Right. So like you what you're buying is what you're getting legit. There's no other process or anything that you need to do. So do that. The best, like if there's a quinceañera that you like, like sat through and you're like, okay, now I need a break. If you went to a wedding that you had no idea whose it was, but you got invited to, so you had to sit through that. If you just deserve, if you graduated from technical school, like then get yourself a cowboy cut steak. It is amazing. The bone's usually out and it's just beautiful.
It looks like you kill someone with it, right?
It like you can like it's like a rubber mallet, dude. No bruises. Freaking strike someone with a cowboy cut steak. There's no bruises.
Chris Brown, think about it.
Come on, Chris Brown. Come on now. I know you like steak.
Yeah, get your cowboy cut.
Start with a cowboy cut, and if you can, then find yourself like me. You end up at Smart and Final. Get the
cowboy
cut. No, they don't make that. It's
they don't.
Ribeye.
Oh, okay, ribeye.
Ribeye, and because you want to get that because it's fattier. It's good. Oh. It's tasty. So get the ribeye. All right. So you got yourself the ribeye. What are you gonna do now? What are you gonna do with this whole friggin' thing? It's very easy. Number one. To make sure you never mess it up, buy yourself a heat thermometer. That's it. That's straight up plain and simple. I mean, if you're like, I do it by the eye, I get it down, I got it good. Here's what usually that means. You've acquired the taste of your own mistakes, and then everyone else gets served, and they're going to be too polite to tell you that you screwed up. And then they're all going like to eat after. So get yourself a heat thermometer. Once you have that, you're good. All you need to do is get the goddamn thing over 140 degrees and you're fine. That's it. 140, no one gets food poisoning. Nice. And that's like the bottom. That's like a Vampire Hunter D style.
All right.
That's it. That's the low. Anything below, well, then now you're going to. Still beating. Now you might get parasites. It's still beating. It's still over beating. 40, I mean, it is like. But.
So the count still likes the over 40.
Over 140, you're fine. Got with red or with cow. Anything from the cow. Over 140, you're fine. Get the ribeye. The goal is if it gets over 140, that's done. That's it. That's it. So, okay, with those kind of rules there in play, right? So you got your ribeye at home. What you want to do is open it up, put salt and pepper. That's it. Both sides. Salt and pepper, that's it.
Salt and pepper, see you.
Yep, and they're in effect. You do that, both sides, boom, let it sit. Because it needs to sit for like 20 to 30 minutes. That's a perfect opportunity for you to go and start the grill, get that grill to go.
Summertime.
So you go and you put the grill on and it's good. You want medium to high heat. If you got a propane, put that bad boy close to where it says ignition. Don't get past the ignition side. Just get it super high, hot. If you're on charcoal, I mean, just get the fire to not go away.
Nice.
Straight.
That makes sense.
Fonz, you with me now?
Yeah.
Are you still with me?
Yeah. All right, good. I'm hungry.
All right, good. Once you're there, right? 20 minutes that steak has been at room temperature, salt and pepper. They're in effect on the meat. All you need to do is throw it on the bad boy. I like, this is all aesthetic, but I like to put the meat where the grill crosses, like where you got the
grill marks.
The grill marks. Yeah. I just want, the more grill marks, the better for me. Yeah. I like it.
Oh yeah.
So place it where you can have that there. Get your freaking iPhone out. Throw on 3 minutes. Boom.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. That's it. Mm. That's it. Like put on a song. Put on a punk song. Put on Minor Threat twice.
You can put the whole album.
Put the whole album, Fonz.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
When the album's done, 3 minutes later, flip it, and guess what? Hear Minor Threat again, the whole entire album. The
whole album.
You hear all that Ian McKay's voice, we are a Minor Threat.
Your steak is almost done.
Almost done. And then it's done. 3 minutes, 3 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Then you have two options. One, actually, wait, hold on. No options yet. Put the steak thermometer in there, or the meat thermometer in there.
Mm-hmm.
140, done. Usually is. Sometimes, depending on the heat, if it's not 140, if you're sitting at 120, 115, then just go by 3 minute increments. That's all you need to do. 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes. You'll never get that cardboard, super toasted meat look. If you just flip 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes, you're good. So you mandatory do 3 minutes on both sides. Then you start with heat thermometer. 3 minutes on the other side. Oh, not yet. 3 minutes on the other side. Oh, finally there. You shouldn't spend, depending on the cut, how thick it is, you shouldn't spend more than 15 minutes on a grill. Damn. You should never spend more than 15. So unless you're getting the cowboy cut, it's pretty close to the 15 minute marker. But if you go 3 minute, 3 minute, 3 minute, you're fine until that you get 140, done. Then you let it sleep.
You sleep? What do you mean sleep?
You sleep the meat.
Sleep the meat.
First you get the meat, you season the meat, and you let the meat sleep. Meaning don't like serve it right away. Let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes. Let it soak up. Let it just kind of sleep. Get to REM sleep. And when you're done, it is amazing. Everyone thinks you like are some sort of chef, and you just applied science.
Science.
More like just numbers, I guess. Science. But there's no like having a like natural eyeball. I mean, think about all the times you've hosted a barbecue. Think about all the times I've had to host a barbecue. You end up taking over the barbecue because I'm having to talk to people.
Science.
Anyway, super easy. Buy a good cut so you don't have to dress it with all sorts of crazy things. Buy a good cut, salt and pepper.
So you can keep 30 it naked. Minutes.
Yep, keep it naked. Who doesn't salt like naked? Salt and pepper. Fonz, what do you think about that?
Oh, sounds yummy, dude. I want to do that right now. Can we start up the grill right now?
Let's start up the grill at 11 at night.
Yes.
You're not down.
Salt and pepper.
Fonz, you're not down. I'm down. You know what else is down? The summer of 2017. How many stains will I get on this shirt?
Oh, a lot.
Will there be throw up on this shirt?
Hopefully.
Okay, I want you to tell me.
Is it going
to
be yours or mine?
What will be on this shirt come week one of the football season when I have to part ways with it?
A little bit of Jack Daniels, some beer.
Okay.
And some like Flaming Hot Cheetos, like like stain, red well, like stain from the on fingers? It. Yeah, the finger okay, one. You're going to wipe it on yourself if someone else is going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Beware the Ides of March. Cheetos, Jack, and beer. Thank you for not saying armpit stains. I'm pretty sure that's going to be on there, but but nonetheless, are you ready for the summer?
Are you ready for the goddamn summer? Yep.
Everyone, have an amazing summer. We will not post another show. No, I'm just playing. Hopefully we can post another show soon. Melissa McGinnis, we miss you, but we can't wait to have you on. Fonz, anything to declare?
Oh, get ready for the summer. The shorts are coming out.
The shorts. Yeah, Fonz does not wear shorts, by the way.
Yeah, shorts coming out. You got to get ready.
All right, the pilot number 64. Fonz, awesome job. World, we'll see you in the summer.
Night from the Dove Shack. getting dough, shit out, kicking it at King's Park with all the homies. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So won't you check out my homie Bo to the Rock? Hit this little solo thing.